Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Jamie, why are we here?
We're here because my dad's written a porno.
Your dad's written a porno?
Erotic literature.
Why?
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
She knew she needed an overview, and the detail could come later in the field when she spent time with each manager individually.
What are you talking about? Where is the sex? Do you know what? Should we just tear this chapter out? Just burn this chapter?
Alice is allergic to sex.
Sorry, I just orgasmed.
Her tits hung freely.
Hung.
Oh, God.
Like pomegranates. Hello and welcome to episode 4 of My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Hello.
We are, as you can hear, joined by James Cooper.
Hi, I'm really pleased to be here.
And Alice Levine.
And I'm also here.
Good to have you back again, both of you. So last week we read probably the most boring chapter of literature ever written.
I've only just woken up.
Do you think that it was kind of a decoy chapter from Rocky?
So how do you think?
He's kind of luring us into this maybe slightly mundane business world, and actually, bada bing, chapter 4, and we're like, whoa, we weren't ready for that.
Hopefully we're ready to dive back into the action.
I'm ready for some action. Are you, James?
Oh, does that answer your question?
Ooh, yeah.
James is always ready for action, Alice.
He is poised, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Erect and ready to go. And I mean that.
Confirm that.
Please stop touching me.
Absolutely vile. Okay. So, Belinda Blinked, chapter 4, The Maze. Saturday morning came all too quickly and was bright and breezy, but dry. Ideal for a quick game of tennis, and then later, a spot of shopping and browsing through the cook shops of London's Oxford Street.
How many cook shops are there on Oxford Street? Mainly souvenir shops. There's a Foot Locker.
Maybe that is what she means.
Belinda thought it was important to not only know her own brand, but also those of the opposition. That evening, she planned to do an internet search on the guest list for tomorrow's function, where she would be unable to wear bra or thong. Definitely a strange request.
Why is everything in a weird singular? Where she, like...
Well, she's only ever going to wear one bra and one thong.
But it's not a bra or a thong. We've, like, lost the article there. It was like Rocky's very idiosyncratic grammar.
It's very him, isn't it? It has got his own meter somewhat.
It is poetic, almost. Yeah. I say almost.
Sunday morning was warm, so Belinda put the soft top down and motored over to Windsor. Ooh, Windsor. Very posh. True to her instructions, she checked into the Horse and Jockey and removed her inner clothing.
Inner clothing? Internal clothing?
Yeah, what does that mean? It sounds like, I don't know, emotional baggage or something.
Now dressed in only her tennis gear, she drove to the chairman's house. She parked next to Tony's car and jumped into his passenger seat.
Is he there then, in the car?
Pardon?
So he must be in the car, or she's broken in and gotten into the passenger seat. He's there.
He is there.
Oh, great. Okay.
Good morning, Tony. Her tennis skirt had risen up to show the top of her thighs. Tony pulled it up at the front and studied her pussy.
Oh.
Pulled it up in front? What do you mean? Oh, like a proper little hoo-hoo.
Yeah, little Pikachu.
Oh, Pikachu. Don't call it a Pikachu. Wait, this...
I mean peekaboo.
I thought you were calling it a Pikachu.
I'm delirious, sorry.
We all are. Chapter 4's already brilliant.
He then pulled up her tennis shirt and inspected her tits.
Of course.
I mean, when he inspects them, he's just giving them like the 1-2. Like, ooh, Yeah, one, two, yeah, good.
What, is the one, two just counting? One and two, good.
Both are present. Well done, Belinda.
And everything's accounted for.
Pay rise.
Why does he always inspect? Why does he never admire or, like, gaze at? Everything's always an inspection.
Didn't he poke them once?
Yeah, I think he prodded them.
Yeah.
It's like an Ofsted. It's like a breast Ofsted.
It's satisfactory and the nipples are outstanding.
The breast can stay open. Thank God.
They've gone into special measures.
Hi, Belinda. Good to see you're good to go. So let's quickly go through the guest list and discuss our targets with their potential.
Is he still lifting the shirt at this point when he says...
Yeah, so you let her put her boobs away.
I like to think that, yeah, he's just holding it out.
So and he's... doing the Pikachu at the same time. While he's... Let's do the guest list while I Pikachu.
After we've done this, we'll get some lunch and take up our positions. So I can re-
You couldn't see that, but Alice and I just looked at each other.
We don't know. Confused. We don't know what to comment on these days.
So I can readjust my clothing, Tony. Belinda blinked. She's back to her blinking ways.
Ding, ding, ding.
Again, a very inappropriate time to blink. That's definitely a wink.
Yeah.
Blink suggests, I would say, either grit in the eye,
like a twitch, like a. Some
or like
sort of tick.
Kind of cutesy...
Batting of the eyelashes type behaviour.
Yeah, but it's still a bit vacant, isn't it?
Hmm.
So I can readjust my clothing, Tony, Belinda blinked. Or do you want me to parade to lunch looking like this?
Yeah, Tony.
40 minutes later, after some food and two strong gin and tonics, Tony took her to
so
a meal.
Is that quite a quick time to eat and drink two gin and tonics? 40
yeah.
minutes? She must have wolfed it down.
She's a hungry little beggar, that Belinda.
She's got tennis whites on. I bet she's got beans all over her.
Well, posh lunch then, James, for you.
Beans.
Beans on toast. Beans on toast.
Fish, chips and beans, right?
James is like, it's a fancy country club. I presume she's having a full English.
40 minutes later, after some food and two strong gin and tonics, Tony took her to a medium-sized garden maze located at the rear of the property.
A mediocre, medium-sized, quite rubbish maze.
They entered the tall undergrowth and Tony led her through it without a pause. Belinda was glad someone knew their way through the myriad of paths and openings.
All of this sounds like an innuendo.
Yeah, gross.
Do you think he's done that on purpose? I think not. I don't think Rocky realises.
After 3 minutes, they entered a glade, which was obviously the central point of the maze. He pushed Belinda's back onto a flimsy wooden trellis, gave her a quick kiss, and attached her arms to the trellis with a set of red plastic handcuffs attached to a length of parcel string.
Stop!
Okay.
He pushed her back again. Oh, he pushed her back against.
He pushed her back onto a flimsy wooden trellis.
Right.
Gave her a kiss, though.
Of course.
And then attached her arms to the trellis with a set of
red
plastic
handcuffs.
Nice.
I mean, she's going to get out of those straight away.
Attached to a length of parcel string.
Attached to a length of parcel string. Do you mean like when you put mittens through your coat and they're on a string?
Yeah.
Okay.
Belinda was now thoroughly intrigued. And a little excited.
Her and me both.
And a little excited at what was about to happen. Ooh. And laughed out loud. Tony, how did you know my favourite handcuff colour was red?
I can't believe that Belinda, who is like the most boring woman ever, just did a lol.
I mean, how did he know that
who
her favourite handcuff colour was red?
Has a favourite handcuff colour?
Turquoise.
Nice.
You would have turquoise. Aquamarine for her.
Thank you.
Seriously, though, I've not seen a pair of these since my days in kindergarten.
What?
What?
Was she in prison in kindergarten?
Was she strapped to trellises in kindergarten, more to the point?
What does she mean?
I think because they're like plastic toy ones, aren't they?
Yeah, but you didn't play with handcuffs at nursery. I wasn't even allowed a spud gun.
Tony smiled as he backed away from Belinda. Tony, what's going on? Said Belinda. Now seriously trying to control her amusement.
Oh my God, is she literally ruffling?
Oh, she's like, she's loving this,
she's
isn't
she? She's having a right lolly Willoughby, isn't she?
Trust me, Belinda. Treat your clients well and let's see their business roll in.
What's going on?
Why is he backing away? Is he scared of her?
I think he's leaving.
But he's backing away. He's not walking away. He's like edging back, facing her.
Like an evil villain.
Maybe he just can't bear to stop looking at her.
She is a beauty.
I'll return and release you in under 2 hours.
In under 2 hours? Because my parking will be up then and I don't want to pay a premium.
Keep your chin up and let your tits and clit do the talking.
Whoa!
Okay, pause.
Chin up.
Chin up, fine.
I love that that's the bit that Jane's got a problem with. Chin up?
How patronising.
Let your... What is it?
Let your tits and clit do the talking.
Now, logistically...
That's rough.
Tricky. Two body parts not known for their communications. Addiction.
I mean, her clit doesn't stop chatting away.
It's a right chatty, Kathy. To be fair, Belinda doesn't say a word through chapter one, just blinks. Her clit is apparently chattier than she is.
Her clit's got more of a speaking role than she does.
In the play, who would play Belinda's clit?
Who's got a great radio voice? Because it'd be an off-screen character.
It'd be like
Miriam Margoyles or somebody.
I was about to say the same thing.
Would play Belinda's clit. Oh,
she'd totally do it as well. Miriam, if you're listening, get in touch.
It's the role you were born to play. I smell an Oscar.
And best supporting clit goes to...
Clit in a leading role. To be fair, it is literally going to outshine her.
I know, seriously. Belinda's got competition from her own anatomy.
Wait to hear what it's got to say.
As for her tits.
Yeah, I feel like the tits got a bit of short shrift there. With these erotic words ringing in her ears, walked off.
Those erotic words are ringing in my ears.
The grass underfoot felt wet, and Belinda could hear a sprinkler nearby, which kept wetting her ankles. The area of wet grass would soon become a mud patch, she thought. How disgusting.
What's a mud patch?
A patch of mud, Alice.
He says it like it's a thing.
She hated mud at the best of times, but tied to this garden fence meant she couldn't move around. Much. It would soon get really muddy, and quickly.
Oh, God.
I know.
It's going to be a right quagmire.
Yeah, something messy.
Her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of cheerful whistling down the maze.
Nothing says sexy like whistling, the most annoying habit ever.
Also, what's this guy's name going to be? Like, Kevin?
I'm going to say Gert.
Malcolm.
Do you know what? You're closer than you think.
Ooh.
Is he called Gert Malcolm?
Alphonse Sturbacher. From Belgium.
Oh no! Say it again!
Alphonse Sturbacher from Belgium strolled into the glade and studied Belinda's position with obvious interest.
Alphonse Sturbacher?
Sturbacher.
That sounds like one of those porn star names where you like your first pet and your street name.
I can't imagine it's a coincidence, Jane.
Have you forgotten what we're reading? I swear he played Will Smith's cousin in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Or the butler.
From Tony's outline and her internet research, Belinda recognised him and his potential immediately. Over 300 supermarket outlets throughout Belgium, northern France and southern Holland, and they were soon to push into the UK.
You lost me from Alphonse.
There's about to be a push in that glade, if you ask me.
We're back to the business, you see, business and leadership.
You get a little bit of sex, but then there has to be at least 3 pages of business.
A good start, she thought.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, if you're going to start anywhere, 300 supermarkets is a good place to start.
It's pretty sizable, well done.
I'm not scoffing. I would be over the moon if me and Alphonse got together. I'm just saying, it's not very sexy at present.
Not at present, and that was the end of the chapter.
What?
I know, it was a very short chapter, so I think...
Keep going.
Yeah, because...
I can't wait.
Is your dad okay? Did the whole book end there?
He was called for his tea or something, I don't know.
Dinner's ready, Rocky! Stop.
Oh, that'll do. And the next chapter isn't too long, actually, just looking through it. So I think we can just...
Double whammy.
Yeah, double whammy. Exciting. Ding, ding, ding. Bonus chapter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, love a bonus chapter.
So what's this one called?
Okay, interestingly, this is called The First Client, Alphonse Sturbacher.
So it's called The First Client, colon, Alphonse Sturbacher.
Well, it's called The First Client, and then Alphonse Sturbacher is just written underneath it with a semicolon afterwards, but it goes nowhere.
My bad, of course. As is tradition.
Okay, ready, guys?
I think just let's go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Exciting. Belinda Blinked, Chapter 5, The First Client, Alphonse Sturbacher. Good morning, young lady. And who do I have the pleasure of meeting, albeit in this strange situation? Hi, Mr. Sturbacher. My name is Belinda Blumenthal, and I'm the sales director of Steel Pots and Pans. She always felt she should apologise for the terrible company name, but she also knew it was so awful that very few people ever forgot it. Sturbacher replied, Excellent! You look like my type of girl. Young, dark and mysterious. As you know my name, you will also know I'm the purchasing director of my company.
Sexy.
What's a purchasing
That's quite the pickup line, isn't it?
A buyer. Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, a buyer, yeah. Let's get to know each other. We only have 20 minutes contact, and I intend to make full use of them.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Does anyone else feel queasy? I did just have a whole sticky toffee pudding, but that is not related.
Yeah, we're going to see that again before the end of the chapter. God.
Alphonse immediately got to work by removing his one garment of a black thong.
Sorry, he entered the maze wearing only a black thong, and we're only just hearing about it.
It obviously wasn't that important a detail.
When you said he removed his one garment, I was thinking, like, why is he wearing a sexy caftan? Yeah. Just a thong. That is so Alphonse. Is that okay in Belgium?
I think that's a done thing on the continent.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Remind me to never go to Brussels.
Alphonse immediately got to work by removing his one garment of a black thong and taking off Belinda's shoes and socks. Drink.
Put them in the corner.
Of the maze.
It's a circular maze.
Which corner?
Wait a sec. She's got socks on. I suppose she's in tennis gear.
No bra, no pants. Of course she can wear socks. I mean, we're not animals.
Yeah. That inner clothing can stay. Completely naked, he pushed up her white shirt, partially uncovering her breasts. He then pulled her tennis skirt down to her knees and backed off.
What the hell is that?
That clit is talking.
No, that is not normal.
Less of that back chat clit.
Has Alphonse never seen a naked lady? Oh, it was... Oh, you know what it was?
The lid's popping.
It was the Pikachu.
Oh, it was the Pikachu. The Pikachu popped.
The lid's popping. They're not popping yet, are they?
How strange, Belinda thought. He's just a voyeur. He doesn't want any close contact. Maybe he's happily married.
Oh, yeah, that'll be it.
That's how happily married people act. They turn up in a black thong and they strip someone. It's every marriage I've ever heard of.
God, I hope it's not Rocky's marriage.
Oh, I just thought that at the same time as you. Oh, does Rocky have a really good relationship with, like, the neighbours or anything?
Is there a maze nearby or, you know, a stray trellis?
No. We only have, like, a little maze in the garden.
Like a medium-sized maze.
I'm joking.
Oh, my God, is there a glade?
There's no maze, but there is a tangle of woodland near the glade.
And a lot of trellising.
And we do have a leather room.
Alphonse then said to Belinda, Would you visit me in my offices in Brussels and let me see your body again?
You can see it right now. It's
Take
got
a picture. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, an iPhone.
He hasn't. He's already got a thong on.
Has he not got a little purse with him or something?
With a bum bag.
Purse!
Like a kangaroo with a pouch.
Or like a tote bag or something, I don't know.
I'll just get my camera up, my purse.
Purse. Fucking
oh
hell.
Oh, God.
Perhaps I could see more of it, and possibly in a less disgusting environment.
Wow! How complimentary. Also, how much more does he want to see? Haven't we seen the whole lot?
No, he's only, like, pulled...
He's pulled a skirt down and hoiked a shirt up.
And he can only see partial breast.
Yeah, well, so maybe he wants to see the whole thing in, like, a beautiful satin room. And
bit of tush. That's all that's missing.
A satin room?
I don't know.
That's not a thing.
But a room's draped with satin, or I don't know.
Is this what you talk about at home? Is that where you got the leather room from?
Babe, you should see our living room.
Half's leather, half satin.
And the other half is a big pile of mud in the centre.
So you want to see more of a body, but she has to go to Brussels for it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all on Belinda. She's got to go there. He's not making any effort.
Absolutely. Perhaps I could see more of it, and possibly in a less disgusting environment. Belinda immediately understood. Alphonse needed order and homely comforts in order to progress his male desires. Though his cock had quickly become completely erect.
Well, then he's giving mixed messages.
Yeah, he's repulsed, backing away, but...
totally into it.
Sure.
She replied, "Absolutely, Mrs. Stirbecker. I'm so glad I fit your expectations, and I would really like to do a lot of business with you."
I'm sorry, this is not the way people talk when they're nude in a glade covered in mud.
She's semi-nude, James.
No, but I mean the way they're talking. Oh yeah, let's do a deal. Oh, yes, 300 stores, fantastic.
So she'd like to do some more business with him. I think there's going to be some more business in this maze before the night is through.
Stirbecker grinned and said, "That is assured, my lovely Belinda." And he fondled her waiting tits with relish.
Ugh.
With relish?
Another fondling.
Like Branston. With a little bit of relish he'd bought in his pouch.
Purse.
With a bit of chutney that he'd brought in his purse. With relish! Oh, God, her waiting breast.
I thought you said weighty, like, you know. No. Bit of girth.
God. They are weighty, but they were also waiting.
What is a waiting boob, though, versus a non-waiting boob? What's a boob at ease versus a boob waiting?
Maybe there's, like, if the nipple's erect, it means it's waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a taxi having its light on.
Like thumbing a ride, like hitchhiking.
Right, okay, sorry. Yeah. Right, that's really useful to know for my future.
I was going
to
say, the next time you feel like your tits are waiting, you'll know by the nipple.
Well, I'm thinking maybe that's been happening and people have, like, been queuing behind me to wait with me and I didn't even know.
Belinda groaned softly. One of his hands slipped down to her vagina and started to gently caress it.
Oh.
So he is into it after all. After all that kind of standing on ceremony, backing away, only being a voyeur, he's now got his hand out of pants. In return, she stroked his penis with both hands.
Hang on, she had him strapped to a trellis a second ago.
Yeah.
I think
we've got Debbie McGee over here.
How big's the penis? Unless it's her wingspan. Unless Alphonse placed one end in one hand and one end in t'other.
No, I think that the parcel string is attached to the trellis. So that she still has complete free movement of her hands.
Okay.
A bit of parcel string is a plastic handcuff. She can break free at any time.
Yeah, but why would she want to leave? Who knows who's going to come around that corner next?
Exactly.
It's a who's who of European business people.
A gentleman from Brussels, thought Belinda. What a great start to the afternoon.
Oh. Sorry. So ridiculous.
Welcome to Belinda Blink.
Thank you.
Brussels, the sexiest of countries.
The sexiest of the administration areas.
Yeah. If only she met someone from The Hague.
Oh, stop it.
After a further 10 minutes of extremely heavy fondling, Belinda...
Ooh, wow.
Stop it, Alphonse. That fondling's so heavy.
Extremely heavy fondling. That's...
I think the only time that's been written down is on those heavy petting posters at old school leisure centres. Next, there'll be some bombing.
Belinda was becoming very wet. Alphonse had now got...
From this, hang on.
Sprinkler or Alphonse? Good point, James.
I fear Alphonse. Alphonse had now gotten to her tits big time with his teeth. And his very long cock had penetrated her vulva.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right, okay. Bit by bit. Jesus.
Right,
so she's got bite marks all over her boobs.
Which she's loving, apparently.
But she's got that tiger bomb, hasn't she, Al?
Well, this week I'd recommend just a Simply 45.
What else was there in there?
His very long cock had penetrated her vulva, James.
So he does have a very long cock.
I told you.
Not quite her wingspan, as you so beautifully put it.
It penetrated her vulva, sure.
Yeah. Any biologists in the room?
I was going to say, this has gone from sexy to, like, sex ed.
I'm glad that you were finding it sexy before, James.
Oh, yeah, me.
Why does he use such sciencey words?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I am learning a lot about my father through his literature, so, you know.
Please don't call it literature.
I'm trying to legitimise it somehow, Al, come on. He was...
Wink. Did you wink at me?
He blinked.
He was obviously enjoying her tits and clit, as Tony had put it, so aptly... Oh, God. I mean, Dad, the use of commas would be helpful at various points.
Please don't criticise, Rocky.
He was obviously enjoying her tits and clit, as Tony put it so aptly just 15 minutes earlier, and she had her first major client breakthrough. She mentally penciled in a visit to Brussels in 10 days' time. No sense in not striking whilst the iron was hot, so to speak.
I like that if you're kind of in a real exciting sexual moment and, you know, she's climaxing and it's like fantastic and
You're mentally penciling something in the diary.
You're doing a bit of admin in your head.
I mean, something is steamy and hot if you're thinking, I'll move my 1 o'clock, I'll fly. Now, I know there's a 2:05, and if I only take hand luggage...
Okay, if you can honestly say your mind has never wandered...
I mean, I've been in very different scenarios, I must stress.
I was going to say, she's never been strapped to a trellis.
A far-off whistle sounded, and Alphonse backed off.
Is he a dog?
Is that
Tony? Only Alphonse can hear it.
Alphonse sat and stayed.
Tongue wagging.
Who's blowing the whistle? Tony? Is Tony outside the maze?
I don't know. Time for me to go, Belinda. I thoroughly enjoyed your lack of bra and thong.
For God's sake!
Who talks like this?
Very thoughtful. But don't forget them when you visit me in Brussels very soon.
Oh, really, Alphonse? Because I really didn't enjoy your presence of thong.
Yeah.
At least one of them was wearing a thong.
But how is it thoughtful to not have a thong on?
Because there are fewer items to remove.
Easy access.
True. But then surely it's outrageous of Alphonse to wear a thong. A, because it's repulsive for a man to wear a thong. And B, because it's like, well, Belinda's thought ahead. Why hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
We haven't talked about whether Alphonse has the body shape for a thong.
Yeah. Could he pull it off, James?
I think something's overhanging the thong. I think there's a kind of gut on Alphonse.
Oh, the gut. Okay. Oh,
what did you think? Oh, no, it's not flopped out.
I thoroughly enjoyed your lack of bra and thong. Very thoughtful. But don't forget them when you visit me in Brussels very soon. We will have dinner at my very exclusive gentleman's club, and all our ladies are expected to be properly dressed, at least when they arrive.
You can't tell if somebody's not got a thong on. It's not like she'd have her legs wide open as they're having their starter, is it? Well, I don't know, probably.
Yeah, I mean,
you would know that she didn't have her bra on, because as we've been alerted to, they would be like...
They'd be hanging like pomegranates.
Quite low, like pomegranates.
Or they'd be waiting.
Belinda replied, "Don't worry, Mr. Stirbecker. I'll be in touch very soon."
That is not the end of the chapter.
That's the end of the chapter.
So she's secured a meeting off the back of whatever just happened there.
Efficient lady.
Messy sex.
Heavy fondling, I think you'll find.
Extremely heavy fondling.
Which then turned into sex.
Yeah.
Did it?
He penetrated the vulva.
Oh, sure. If you call that sex.
You said potato.
I mean, unless it was like he dipped it in and out. It was literally like a...
Can you not say dip?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's too far.
And Jamie, to be fair, you weren't right next to the mime that accompanied that sentence.
So what do we think, guys? We had two chapters there, two in one.
We're back on track. That was pretty racy.
Yeah, after a kind of lackluster chapter three, we are right back in there with chapters four and five.
I really love this kind of National Trust maze setting.
Yeah, it's quite quaint.
A school group could come round at any point, which is very exciting, adding a kind of air of danger.
And next week we'll tackle chapter six.
Whoa, what's
I know,
chapter
we're
six
really
called?
Moving yes. through.
I imagine we're staying in the maze.
Yes, we are indeed staying in the maze.
There's so much more to happen in the maze.
Chapter six is called The Second Client, Jim Sterling.
Was Jim Sterling at the regional sales meeting?
No. But I think Jim Sterling may have been in the blurb.
Oh, right. Okay.
The blurb, which was longer than chapter one.
Correct.
If you recall.
Certainly longer than chapter four.
Something that I thought we might cover, but will clearly be saved for chapter six, is about the Duchess.
Yes, I know. The Duchess is still a bit of an enigma, isn't she? Who knows where she'll pop up?
I don't know. I just feel like in these posh grounds, that's the kind of place a duchess would be.
Yes, true. Well, maybe she'll be a visitor to the maze. Who knows?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You tease, Jamie.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the book, but...
It's quite an ensemble cast, really, isn't it? There's quite a cast of characters.
I think we're going to have first pick on who we want to play the characters in the film version.
I really think it can be like, you know, the new Harry Potter.
We're going to have actors knocking on our door.
Every British actor will want to be in this.
All in all, I'm happy.
All in all...
James is satisfied. He's had his fill. He'll sleep good tonight.
I will.
Do you feel exhausted, James?
I do. I feel like Alphonse. I've got to go and take my black thong off.
Oh, Christ.
Alphonse's
got to put it back on, hasn't he?
Take his purse with him and be on his way.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your lovely comments so far. A lot of people saying that they're getting injured while listening to it. Please be careful out there.
Don't forget, you can contact us on Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno.
On Facebook, My Dad Wrote a Porno is the name of the page.
And we're on Instagram now as well.
We are indeed.
At My Dad Wrote a, because they don't let you say porno on Instagram. Prudes.
And do keep the comments coming in. We are reading them and loving them, as is my dad.
Oh yeah, it's Rocky loving the comments.
It's actually kind of touched him right there, and not where you think, guys. In his heart, you dirty people. He is loving it. And who knows, you know, all of your comments might be adding fuel to the creative fire that is Flintstone. So keep them coming in.
And thank you for listening. And in true Alphonse spirit, we will now back away from the mics.
Yeah. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.